And we're back talking about the play, which opens tonight. It's called In the Next Room, or The Vibrator Play. And sitting here at the table with me are director Nicholas Sabato, Sean Wayne King, and Megan Burns, who are two of the actors in the play. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
So this is a crazy play. I've never quite seen anything like it, but it's based on a historical reality from what, about 100 years ago?
1880 was actually the year that the play is set.
Okay, well more than 100 years ago, about the idea that the newly invented device known today as a vibrator could cure people of hysteria.
Absolutely. So the play is based on these historical facts that the doctors of that time used this machine, and it was at the dawn of electricity in our society, to cure hysteria in women and some men. The idea was that it would release the fluids in the womb to help to clear the mind and relax the patient so that there would release them of this hysteria. And they believed that it truly worked.
And so there's something about the play, well, something about the idea which is farcical, and the play is written and performed as a farce, that a doctor, played by you, Sean, does this essentially with a straight face and with the facade of science, that he's basically allowing women to have a sexual experience in his examination room.
And I don't play it as if that's what they're having. I play they're having a release of the fluid. They're having a release from their hysteria. So their emotions were. I don't play it. Yeah, I play it straight.
Right, but the idea that the doctor wouldn't know that was going on seems entirely absurd.
Because the doctor he's all scientific. It's all about the actual medicine of it, not the emotional side of it.
And so,
which is what his wife experiences, more or less, through the play.
And that Megan is you. You play the wife. What's your character at the beginning? Wonders what is going on in the other room. Wonders what the doctor is doing. Female patients go in all tied up in knots and come out with roses in their cheeks.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, my character. Is having challenges of her own in her own life, and then she's sort of seen these people, come in and out and looking much relieved after interacting with my husband. And I'm hearing these noises coming from the other room, and I can, hear the instrument, and I don't know what it is. I've never been in that room, so I just get more and more curious, and drama ensues.
So there are undertones of all kinds of emotional relationships, lesbian connections, and so on. It's a play, contemporary play, set in the late 19th century. How do you direct it, Nick?
Well, I think that Sarah Rule, who of course is the writer of the piece, gave us just a wonderful script to work with. And the themes that she's approaching are just marvelous. It's really a topics and themes such as female sexuality, or we should say the lack of awareness of female sexuality in that time. Also, the idea of breastfeeding and motherhood.
Right.
And then, of course, just this is layered then with that people were just not aware of female sexuality in those days, and that's how you get this farcical type of absurd situation where you have a doctor treating women and they're having orgasms, and he is basically talking about that they electrocuted an elephant today in Coney Island while he's administering this therapy. So it's this very absurd type situation.
Absurd indeed, and I as I was watching it, I thought, it's tricky to do a play like this and not get caught up on the apparent vulgarity of the basic premise.
Well, and there it is. I mean, I think there is where, when you say about how do you direct something like this, first the actors in any comedy, drama, comedy especially, and a farce, the characters must play and touch into the depths of the emotion of the moments and play them in those realities. And then the farce plays itself out. If you run the risk of if the actors would go to two-dimensional type of acting or just playing it for laughs, it won't work. But if they truly get into it and reach those emotional depths and get involved, then it's actually funnier to the audience. So we've been working on this and approached it from that way. I wanted the actors to kind of understand and reach to the depths of what the characters are going through, and then we layer on all of the other elements to it. And you're playing an absurd situation. It's funny, and it's just so. It was been a lot of fun to work on as well.
The play is called In the Next Room, or The Vibrator Play, by Sarah Rule. And it opens tonight at the Armory for the Arts. It's presented by Santa Fe Performing Arts. And it's Fridays and Saturdays at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock this weekend, the next weekend, and the weekend after that. So you've got 9 chances to see this play.
Yeah, it's a limited run, 9 performances only. So we're looking forward to people coming in and seeing it, and I'm sure you'll get some yucks out of it. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, because this is not a classic farce, it's a contemporary farce, and Ms. Rule has done an excellent, I think, phenomenal job of bringing in issues that were relevant then and are equally relevant now. Certainly the play has been was nominated for 3 Tonys, and it is nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. So that will tell your audience a little bit about the material.
Lest you be wary of the of the subject matter.
Right.
And it's at the Armory for the Arts. Once again, the box office number over there is 984-1370. Nick Sabato, Sean Wayne King, and Megan Burns, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.